Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
In order to follow Jesus Christ in bearing fruit, we must die to ourselves. And we must die to our priorities. We must die to our possessions. And we must die even to our talents, our personalities, our talents. You know, Luke chapter 9, 59 to 56 tells us a story. It tells us about these people wanted to follow Jesus Christ. He said unto them, and they said one to another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go bury my father. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead. But listen to this. But go thou and preach the kingdom of God. Wow. It says, and another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but first I must go and bid my family farewell, which are at home. And listen to what Jesus said. And Jesus said unto them, you better get this. No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. You must leave it all. It's all or nothing. 99.5% just won't do. 100% is what he requires. So this was simply talking about your priorities is what this was talking about. We have a lot of things we're doing. Make no mistake about it. I'm very busy. But when it comes to telling someone about Jesus, everything must stop. There's nothing greater than that. So this was talking about priority. The next thing, your possessions. We all know in Luke chapter 18, verse 22 to 24, this was this rich young ruler. This guy, very smart, did well for himself. He made a lot of money. He wanted to follow Jesus. He knew that Jesus was the bread of life. He said, Jesus, I'm going to follow you. Jesus said, okay, you're going to follow me. Sell all that you have and give to the poor and follow me. The rich young ruler said he couldn't do it. The cost was too high. He wasn't willing to give it all to Jesus. With Jesus, it's got to be all or nothing. So the rich young ruler turns around, and Jesus goes on to say, it'll be easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than the rich enter into the kingdom of God. Don't let your money rule your life. Turn it over to the Lord. Then also, we talked about the seed of your personality, your talents. Look at Philippians chapter 2, 5 through 8. It says this. I'll give you a minute there. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 through 8. So first we talked about the seed of your priorities, your time, turning that over to the Lord. All of it belongs to Him anyway. Then we talked about your possessions, your treasure. It belongs to Him anyway. Oh, while I'm there on the possession, did you know that if you're a part of Christ, you're a steward? Did you know that? You're a servant. You know that? Servants don't own anything. I just want to let you know that. If you're a servant, you don't own it anyway. It's his anyway, so what are you not? Come on now. Just wanted to give you that one. Verse 3 says, all right, the seed of your personality. Philippians chapter 2, 5 through 8. Listen to this. Oh, wow. It says, let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. But listen to verse 7, it hits you hard here. But made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a what? Servant. And was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. You must deny yourself. You must die to yourself.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.